We were just talking about you guys lost a heartbreaker 30-28 on Saturday against Morgan State, a game that you guys were right in throughout, but could never quite get over the hump and get the lead. Just give me your impressions on the way your team played.
Proud of them. They kept fighting, for four quarters. We hung in there. No one, dropped their heads. We just kept fighting and fighting, fighting, and just tried to claw our way, to try to find a victory. We just right at the end just couldn't pull it out. But, pleased with our coaches and with our players for staying together, fighting, and just keep fighting a good fight. And hopefully, what we learned from it, we can carry over into this second game.
As part of that, and you talked about the fight, every time a team Morgan State scored, you guys were able to respond and close in. In game one, especially as the first time head coach of these guys, how good was that to see?
Oh, it was great to see the guys. We're picking each other up on the sideline. People were just, hey, we're gonna get this. We're gonna get this. And so it was great to see coaches and players, on the sideline, really, trying to fix things and correct some things on the sideline, and then be able to go back on the field and work to see those things get done. We've got to, we turned it over twice. Which you can't do versus a great opponent like Morgan State, and then we got behind some chains a couple times offensively, and again you can't do that with that kind of defense, and then let them off the hook a few times on defense. We had them in some third and longs and kind of let them off the hook. So when you're playing a solid team like them, those are the little things that you can't allow to happen, to give yourself a chance to kind of get over that hump that you were talking about.
Did you feel like you get the score to get back within two there with about 4.5 minutes? You had a couple of, as you touched on a couple of third downs on that last drive. Did you feel like if you could have just gotten the ball back, did you feel good about what your team might have been able to do?
Oh, for sure, for sure. I'm very pleased with our special teams. A lot of times you go in that first game, and that's one of the things you're kind of frightened about is, hey, how good are we special teams wise? And our guys were playing well special teams wise, and Brian, our kicker, was kicking off well. He was made all his extra points, and so we just felt like if we could get one more crack at it, either scoring a touchdown or being able to kick a field goal to win it, we felt like we were going to be okay if we just had one more shot at it.
Let's talk about your team and start on the offense. Chris Zella started at quarterback. You made the move to Malcolm Mays, and he certainly played awful well. 13-17, 168 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Also, we talked last week about Chris's ability as a runner, but Malcolm had 63 yards on the ground for you. What did you like about the way he played?
Man, just the fact that he came in and did a great job of leading, that was our plan going in to, hey, we were going to get both of them a look to play and give them some series, and said, hey, after about six series, and that's kind of what happened. Malcolm played, Chris played the first two, and then Malcolm played a series, and then Chris played another two, and then Malcolm played a series, and we just said, hey, who we felt like had the hot hand at that time, and Malcolm had that, and he just was poised and really did a great job of getting the ball where it needed to be. And when he couldn't, to pull it down. And we all knew that he could run. I know a lot of people look at Chris as a runner, but he's well capable of pulling the ball down and running himself. So just the way that he orchestrated the offense, we were pleased to see that, and kind of gave us a spark, and guys kind of rallied around him, and we just kind of went with him and felt like he was going to give us the best chance to win it that night.
Where do you go from here in the position? Do the two of them continue to battle, or have you still waiting to determine some of that?
No, we'll still battle every week. We feel very good about the fact that we've got two starting quarterbacks. And so again, they'll battle throughout the week, but as long as they keep doing what they're doing, you're probably going to get a chance to see both of them. They both have the ability to lead this team, and when you have that flexibility of having two great quarterbacks like that and who has the hot hand, you go ahead and go with them. So they'll battle. I think they're both doing a great job. And we'll see at the end of the week kind of what happens on for next Saturday.
Elijah Burt had just 43 yards rushing. I know he had some called back on that would have made it more on some penalties. But the number that jumped out at me, 61 yards receiving, he didn't catch a ton of balls out of the backfield last year. People key on him trying to get him the ball in the passing game. Is that something you guys maybe are focused on?
Yeah, I mean, we've always knew that he had the ability to catch the ball. Even last year, it was just it wasn't something that we had to do as much. But, you know, we know teams are going to try to find a way to kind of slow him down. But the fact that we have the ability to getting the ball in space and throwing the football, that just adds another dimension to him and to this offense. So you can't just lock in and say, hey, he can only run it. And again, like you said, if the one penalty doesn't, you know, get called back, that was a 62 yard run, you know, so that would have put him over, you know, 100 yards rushing and 60 something yards in receiving. So he still has ability to run it. But now you give him that extra dimension to his game. You know, now you can't just worry about him running. You got to be worried about him in the pass game as well.
Switch over and talk a little bit about the defense. You guys were able to get some pressure, three sacks, seven tackles for loss, but that Morgan State running game was tough to handle. Just what were your feelings about the way your defense played?
You know, they played solid. You know, again, we talk about all the time, we can play great for 99 plays and one play and can kind of change the game. So, you know, our guys played hard. You know, we've got to do a better job of, you know, keeping contained when we're supposed to keep contained. You know, we got out of our gaps a couple times, but these were all learning lessons for our guys. They flew around the ball well. I was pleased on just how fast we played and played with a great tempo and guys were flying around, making tackles and making plays. Our secondary did a great job. We just got to fix those little things from week one to week two, because we know Union did a great job against Kentucky State. So we know that, you know, we got to step up our play because they had the ability to be physical and run the football. And we've got to match that this weekend.
I was going to ask you about that before you go. Virginia Union at home, a Division II team, but a team that's been in the playoffs, has been nationally ranked, so a quality opponent and a big time back. And Jada Byers, just talk about some of the challenges they present for your team.
You know, the fact, you know, they defensively, they took two interceptions back for touchdowns. So we've got to be smart with the ball on offense. Defensively, we've got to corral him and game tackle him and put him in positions that he doesn't have running lanes. And then, you know, when they do want to throw, we've got to get pressure on the quarterback and make sure he gets it out of his hands fast.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for your time this afternoon. Good luck against Virginia Union on Saturday, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, bro.
All right. Thank